Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back on in. Will Ortner filling in right now. The latest edition of Danny and Friends, the latest friend to join the show. Danny Marang over there finally getting in to the NBA Finals. Game one is tonight. Right now, the Thunder are favored by 9.5 in that one. If you want to text in your predictions for who will win the finals, you can text us in at 503-864-6326. That is the fan text line. And there's been a lot of talk, Danny, from people that you and I both probably agree on don't actually like basketball. Or don't like basketball in the way that they claim they do. Because instead of starting off talking about how this is going to be a fun series, the Thunder want to run, the Pacers want to run, you have two young stars in SGA and Haliburton. SGA is the MVP of the league, right? You have two teams that have built their championship contending teams in a different way than we've seen before. They have one superstar. And then they have a bunch of really good young players around them, built on defense, instead of seeing, you know, big twos, big threes, big fours of the past. Mm-hmm. And it's clear that you have the next evolution of what the NBA is going to be. Yet, we're talking about TV ratings.
Throughout, really, since we knew what the finals were going to be, I have made the call for, please, for the love of God, do not talk about small markets. Do not talk about TV ratings. Do not talk about the stuff that you want to talk about because you can't talk about the game. And it's driven me absolutely nuts. I love Trey Wingo, you know, and what mm-hmm. he was when he was a part of SportsCenter and how big of a deal he was in that era.
Right.
But he had a tweet in response to Adam Silver, his comments on if we're going to a Super Bowl and it was Packers Steelers, you guys would celebrate that. And they were comparing the whole idea of like the market size doesn't matter. In the NFL, the market size does not matter because the NFL has done the right thing for years and they've built up teams regardless. Two of the best brands in the entire league are the Steelers and the Packers. The Packers,
right.
Green Bay, Wisconsin, I think the population is 55,000.
Yeah.
I believe it's the smallest city.
That would be half of Hillsboro.
Yeah. I believe it's the tiny. Smallest city in all of the top four professional sports.
It has to be unless maybe like a Winnipeg. Maybe.
No, Winnipeg's huge.
So then it has to be.
Yeah,
that.
Winnipeg's like the fourth biggest city in Canada.
It has, well, Canada's small.
I mean, it's 40 million people, but yeah, but I mean, it's
right.
I spent a bunch of time in Winnipeg. Winnipeg's a big city.
You're 100% yeah. right. It's Green Bay. Green Bay is the smallest market in all of the markets with a big 14.
Population of Winnipeg, 783,000.
Yeah, Winnipeg's a big city.
As of 2022.
Yeah.
That's smaller than here, isn't it?
It's about the size of here.
Slightly.
Portland metropolitan area like is what, like 1.2?
I think Portland, the city.
I think if you're including the burbs.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
All right, I will brush up on my populations of big cities.
No, Winnipeg's a very international city. It's a big city.
Yes.
But like, I don't care about market size. I have never once looked at a single game and been like, oh, the ratings of this is not going to be good, so I'm not going to watch. No, there's so many freaking storylines coming out of this. You've got a brand new MVP. You've got another star on the rise. Mm-hmm. You've got a guy in Pascal Siakam looking to win another title. You got a coach in Rick Carlisle who can join the club, become the fourth coach in NBA history to win a title with multiple teams. And if he somehow managed to win this title, should be looked at as one of the best coaches the league has ever seen, because he would have manufactured two of the biggest upsets we'd ever seen, with the Mavs knocking off the Heatles and the Pacers knocking off what is historically a fantastic team in a season from this Oklahoma City Thunder. Like, you look at the analytics behind it.
Right.
The number of things that you're looking at here, you can go a million different ways. This is what Trey Wingo said. This is such an obvious obfuscation. Yeah, we don't care who plays in the Super Bowl because we're addicted to football. We didn't feel the same about the NBA. It's simply math. So it does matter who plays in the NBA Finals. You're telling me you don't care about basketball. And that's fine. And here's where the NBA has gotten it wrong. They have tried to be the NFL. You will never, ever, ever, ever get to that size. Not in this country. Now, in the world game, yeah, basketball laps.
It's only
football.
Probably what? Soccer and rugby, maybe? Maybe it's that just, past basketball?
It's just soccer.
Because, and I just read the Hakeem book by Miron Fader. Mm-hmm. Fantastic book. And in it, it talks about how Hakeem learned to play basketball and basically the beginning stages of what has become an international basketball.
Yes.
And that's only going to continue to grow as you see more of the success from shoe sales for guys like LeBron. Obviously, Jordan started it.
But the international, it really starts with the Dream Team.
Yes, 100%. That's the game is growing.
It exploded in 92. And I mean, who are the best players in the NBA right now?
Right, they're all foreign players.
All of them.
Your top five, probably by the time you get to fifth, is where you're going to hit your first American, depending on if you prefer Tatum or Gordon. But you're going SGA, Canadian. You're going Jokic, European. You're going Doncic, European. There's an argument.
Giannis.
There's an argument to be made that within 2 or 3 years, Wemby's going to be up there, right? Like, we're not that far off. And I think that's also why you see the laziness of who's the face of the game, right?
Because you can talk about that and kind of throw out whatever platitudes or takes you want to talk about, as opposed to, I was listening to Caitlin Cooper. She was on with Zach Lowe, and I will plug her work all the time because she's one of the best and brightest that there is in this game. And, you know, she was talking about how Tyrese Haliburton is one of the best at finding the skip pass to the corner, and the Oklahoma City Thunder allow the most corner threes in the playoffs this year because they pack the paint so much. And the Pacers are taking and making more corner threes than anyone. So is that something that Oklahoma City Thunder, are they going to have to try to change their defense around to not be so paint packing oriented? Because the teams that they have played in, you know, the Denver Nuggets, the Minnesota Timberwolves, they're not the best shooting teams either in volume or in accuracy. Because remember, the Timberwolves couldn't hit the broadside of a barn from three for so long.
Other than game three, they were horrible from deep. Horrible. And that's why they won that game.
And the Nuggets are a team that, while they're accurate, their volume, I believe they were 29th or 30th in volume. Now, the Pacers are a team that are, this is where you can get into the argument stuff. Are they due for regression? Because they're the best shooting team in the playoffs, hands down.
Right.
Effective field goal percentage, true shooting percentage. They're the best shooting team in the playoffs. They're also the best corner three-point shooting team in the playoffs. And you have these unique matches and cross matches where, you know, SGA and Haliburton aren't going to guard each other. Now, they might get cross-matched each other or back on each other because of some other matches. But you've got Lu Dort who's going to sit there and put his big tank butt on Tyrese Haliburton. And then it's going to be Alex Caruso. And then it's going to be Cason Wallace. And you just kind of go through all the different things. Are the Thunder going to play with two bigs? Are they going to play with one big? You know, how are they going to handle Pascal Siakam? How are they going to handle, are they going to sag off other guys and make them become scorers? Like, there's so many different things where, this is why I've talked about the coverage of the game, like just using ESPN as the monolith.
Well, they're
here.
Just the worst at it. They just are.
That's why they're going to lose. That's why they're losing so much of the coverage going forward.
Because they don't give their analysts time to talk about the game. Like, you just went on a 3-minute, I don't want to call it a rant because that's the wrong thing, but let's go with a monologue.
Yeah.
You went on a 3-minute monologue where I learned about 3 or 4 different things that I didn't know, but that matched up with reasons why, hey, the Pacers might play this game close, or, hey, OKC is good at defense. Where's the weak point for them where the Pacers can match up with it? And the problem is that the analysts are either choosing not to in certain cases and are just attacking it as a rating standpoint, and or what they're doing is they're not given the time to let it breathe, to go and have the conversation. that needs to be had about how these matchups can be exploited. Where do you play a Caruso? How do you use his minutes? How does Nesmith's ankle injury, how is that going to affect him, right? He was the difference maker early on in that Knicks series, and you saw once he hurt his ankle, Brunson was able to get more of his shots in the spots that he liked. Now, Nembhard came up big in game five or game six, whatever that game six was where they finished him off. And so what changed in Nembhard's game? These are the conversations that I want to have. I want to have an excitement when it comes to talking about basketball.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Who cares about what markets we're playing in?
Right. Because if that's what you care about, then you don't like the sport.
Exactly.
And don't say that you do.
And just say you're a casual NBA fan and like you're just not that interested.
See, and I don't think a casual NBA fan is a fair thing there because I would largely consider myself a football guy. That's sure. The sport I grew up playing. Mm-hmm. I wasn't very good. Didn't make it past freshman year. Well, shoot. Didn't make it past eighth grade year of basketball. Mm-hmm. Ironically, too short. Mm-hmm. But I enjoyed the game enough, right? Mm-hmm. And I like watching it. And what I found in the postseason, and I've had my complaints about regular season basketball, but in the postseason, it's played in a fun way. It's played in a fun style. Mm-hmm. The games are fast. There aren't very many blowouts. And when they are, it's because a team is doing one thing or two things so well that they're exploiting that it's just fun to watch. Minnesota blew out OKC in game three.
Because they were hitting everything.
I couldn't take my eyes off Anthony Edwards. There was a play where he had four guys on him and there was no reason for him to shoot the ball, yet he was in such a zone that he wasn't going to stop.
Didn't matter. And that's the thing. It's like, I've brought this up, God only knows how many times. Mm-hmm. Chris Vernon, who covers the Memphis Grizzlies, has Memphis Radio.
He's great.
I love Vernon. He does the Masters check-in every year. If you haven't seen that, go check that out. It's an absolute blast. But he's a huge Grizzlies guy through and through. And he has this anecdote of the great thing about the NBA and basketball is it doesn't matter what night it is, what game it is, whether it's regular season, whether it's playoffs. You have a chance every single night to see something you've never seen before.
Yeah.
You have a chance to see a player go absolutely crazy or a player to absolutely choke a game away in a fashion that you just cannot fathom. Mm-hmm. You can see greatness in both defeat and in victory. And it's just, there's so many things that locally, the Blazers are playing a Rockets team. It's not that good. And, Dame's final year and he goes for 71 in a regular season game. And you're just sitting there going, I will remember that game for the rest of my life because I've never seen somebody score 70 points in a game in front of me and then go talk to that guy after the game. And the first thing he tells me is I should have had 90.
Right. And you can largely believe him.
It was
right?
just, it's
that
like,
you just can't. There's going to be something that happens in this series.
Even if it's amazing. A blowout. Let's say that the Thunder win in five.
I think there's a chance that the Thunder win in five and every game is within 8 points.
And is that a bad series? No,
it's absolutely not.
It's just the whole way the NBA is marketed and sold by its broadcast partners is absolute dog crap. That's the problem. The whole, well, there's not enough storylines. There's not enough things here. I didn't have to dig that far to find very good storylines that aren't, you know, is Tyrese Halliburton a superstar? Or do we need to get Halliburton out of Indiana because he needs to go to a bigger market? Like, that's the stick that they go to, because that's the crap that sticks to the wall.
Right.
And it's just, it's so frustrating when you watch NFL Live and you watch Orlovsky up there and you watch Spears and you watch these guys dive into stuff that matters day in, day out, when there isn't games on during the week.
Right. And they do a fantastic job. Mina Kimes as well.
Yes.
And basketball needs to be covered that way.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.